Jordan is witnessing unusual weather conditions, and UNICEF has been responding to the needs of the children refugees in Za'atari camp through moving them to prefabricated areas, to providing them with the winter clothes that they need, including gloves, scarves, hats. And we will continue to do so in the coming days, which is going to be critical for us.
How is it difficult to provide assistance right now in light of these weather conditions and the floods in the camp to the children and their families?
UNICEF has been in the camp. We have been present 24/7. We have been responding to the rising needs. Don't forget that the camp hosts 55,000 refugees, out of which half are children. So we have been responding to their needs since the beginning of the crisis in Syria. At the moment, we are trying to see, on top of the crisis, there's these very bad weather conditions. There's a snowstorm in Jordan at the moment, and that has obviously impacted especially the children. UNICEF has been working with UNHCR and with the Jordanian government and with the UNICEF partner present on the ground to dry and drain the water. We are hoping that we can clean the camp from the water and can drain the camp and to make sure that everybody is feeling warm and dry. So work is ongoing on that, and the Jordanian government has been extremely helpful in providing us with assistance and cooperation with regards to that.
How is the current funding situation for UNICEF?
We have used all our resources, all our financial resources that we managed to get in 2012. And so right now, we haven't received any financial resources for 2013. So given the critical situation, we are in a desperate need to get more funding. The donors and individuals have been great in responding to the needs, but unfortunately, we are still lagging behind. We need more money to continue to fund our work, not just in Za'atari refugee camp, but also in the host communities in Lebanon, inside Syria, and also in Egypt, in Iraq, in Turkey, where there's also refugees. Right now, the number of refugees is 600,000, out of which the estimation is half our children. The numbers continue to be rising. The needs are increasing, but the money is not enough. So we definitely need more money to be able to respond to the continuing needs of children inside Syria and around the region.